ओम शांति। सटल फॉर्म्स ऑफ अटैचमेंट, दिस इज आवर टुडेज टॉपिक। The essence of whole Gita, of 18 chapter, there are 18 chapters in Gita scripture, and the essence of the whole Gita is only in two words. Nasta moha in Hindi, nasta moha smrutir labdha. Nasta moha. Moha means attachment. Nasta means destroying. Destroying attachment and smrutir labdha means getting lost in the remembrance of God. Getting deeply lost in Baba's remembrance, in God's remembrance. Why? The essence is this. Out of five vices mainly, four vices we can conquer easily. First four vices. But conquering attachment is really hard. It's not so easy. That is why we have to conquer attachment. We have to destroy attachment. We are going in the heaven, in Krishna's kingdom. The name of Sri Krishna is Mohan. Another name of Krishna is Moha plus Na, Moha Na. Moha means attachment, Na means no. Brahma Baba conquered the attachment, others vices also, and Baba is becoming Sri Krishna in golden age. And if we would like to be with Krishna, and if we would like to play with Krishna, then we have to become like Krishna, Sri Krishna. We have to conquer attachment. What is attachment? Attachment means having special love for somebody, for something. Having equal love for everybody is a divine quality. That is the love. Because we are the children of ocean of love, Baba. That is why our nature must be loveful. It means having love, equal love for everybody. This is a divine quality. But having special love for somebody or for something is attachment. We must not have that. Having love with somebody, more love, extra love, special love, is not good. Two dangerous person must not be in our way. One person having special love for that person is not also good. And another person having hatred for someone is not also good. Why? Because when we are sitting in yoga, out of these two persons, some person is coming in our intellect automatically. And we are forgetting Baba. That is why we must not have such type of the person in our way. Our way must be clean, must be right. What are the subtle form of attachment? First form. To remember a person or property or possession again and again. To remember a person or property or possession again and again is a subtle sign of attachment. Our intellect is going there again and again. Krishna, Sri Krishna is sitting on the world globe and playing the flute. What is the significance of that position? Sri Krishna don't have attraction or attachment or pull towards the whole globe. Not any person, not any physical being, or not any physical things. That is why he is sitting on the world globe. Totally free from the world globe. He don't have attachment. Subtle attachment also. He don't have. That is why while sitting in a solitude, we must also check, is there any place or is there any somebody or something on this world globe where my intellect is pulling again and again? That is attachment. second sign, subtle sign of attachment is, my mood goes off. My mood becomes sometimes off. Why? Because my mind or my intellect is getting attracted towards something, or is already attached towards something. I'm not detached, totally detached from these things. That is why my mood, sometimes good, sometimes not good. If I would be free from all the corners, I would have stable stage. My mood must be fine. Stable. I'm not happy. I'm upset. Because something is bothering me. Why something is bothering me? Because I have subtle pull or I have subtle attraction, subtle attachment with something. Whatever I'm expecting, I'm not getting that. And that is why my mood is not good. Third sign, breaking Srimad again and again is also subtle sign of attachment. Breaking Srimad again and again. I am not following Srimad fully because I am hanging somewhere, or I want something, or I am not enough good. My stage is not good. That is why I am not ready to follow Baba Srimad completely. I am not well prepared for that because of something. If everything is well and good, then I would follow Baba Srimad fully, completely, nicely. That is a subtle sign. Not going for Murli Delhi because of some reason. Not doing Yamrut Vela Yoga because of some reason. I like rest. Or because weather is cold. That is why I don't want to give trouble to my body. That is why I don't want to do Amrut Vela Yoga. I have attachment with my body. Fourth sign is favoring someone is also subtle sign of attachment. Favoring someone or having familiarity for someone or praising someone, not good. That is a sign of subtle attachment. Means I am not having same respect, same love for everybody. I have more love for somebody, that's why I am favoring that person. I like that person. Familiarity also is not good in confluence age. That is also one type of Maya's curse. I like the quality of somebody. I like the personality of somebody. Why? Whatever the person having special qualities or special virtues or special personalities or anything, he received from God. I also must receive from Baba, from the source, from God. I must not get influenced by that person. Getting influenced by someone or somebody or something is also subtle attachment. Fifth sign is my stays goes up and goes down. Also the sign of subtle attachment. Sometimes somebody is praising me. My stage is very good. And when somebody is defaming me or criticizing me or hating me or disliking me, my stage is not good. I am not a puppet of others' hands. My stage is in my hand. That is my personal property. I must sustain my stage in any condition. That is why angels means free from all the bondages of Maya. And especially two type of the bondages they wants to tie us whole day. Our intellect is getting pulled towards the physical being or towards the physical things. This special two type of the bondages we are experiencing in whole day. Why I am getting pulled towards somebody? Because I am not full. Baba is the source. It's his ocean of love. I have not received that love from Baba. And that is why there is a pull towards somebody. If I will experience Baba is my whole world, if I would fill my heart with true godly love, then there won't be any sort of pull towards anybody, towards anything. Maya is making us full, full. because I am not full, F-U-L-L. Now, how can I come out from these bondages, subtle bondages of attachment? There are five yuktis. Five yuktis are there. I would like to share with you. First yukti. None but one. I had to follow strictly this ordinance of spiritual army. None but one. In Laukic world, those are nuns. They are remembering only one Christ, no other one, no other one. Only they remember Christ. Those are true nuns. They are only remembering Christ. In the same way, if I am true nuns, I will remember Baba only. None but one Baba. Baba is a contractor of love. I would like to do the business of my love with only Baba, not with anybody else. This is invaluable treasure with me. True hearty love is an invaluable treasure with me in this Brahmin life. I don't have anything else. Only and only little treasure of invaluable love is with me. I would like to share that with only Baba. If I am sharing my true hearted love with somebody, that is a dishonesty with Baba. I'm not honest myself. Baba will not be happy with me. If I would like to win Baba's heart, then I must share my true hearty love with only and only one Father. None but one. Second yukti for overcoming the subtle sign of attachment is nothing belongs to me. I came alone on this earth and I will go alone. Nothing belongs to me. My body is also not belongs to me. I am a caretaker of this body. Only I am a caretaker of this body. This is not mine. This is not my property. My body is not belongs to me. Then I will not have attachment with my own body also. This is just instrument. When I came down from soul world, these elements offer me This is a special gift of body. Okay, take this gift. Play your role on this world stage of drama. I am just caretaker of this body. My position is not all mine. Relatives are not mine. Nothing is mine here. If I would have such type of the realization in my mind, then automatically I can conquer this attachment. Third yukti for conquering attachment is always think I am a guest in this world. I am a guest in this world, physical world. If you are going in a hotel, the room would be nice, food would be nice, but you have that realization, I am a guest for a while here only. I have to go, I have to return from this place. This is not mine. I am just guest for a while here. I must not have attachment with that hotel. The doors are very nice, fancy, decorated with diamonds and golds and this and that. But after all, that is a guest house. You can have very good rest in your house, not in rest house, guest house. Maybe that guest house would be fine, more, very good, more. Rest house is Paramdham. That is my real rest house. This is a guest house. I play my role here on this unlimited drama stage. Now this is the time of returning home. If you accept this concept from the heart, I am on return journey. I am on return journey. There won't be any sort of attachment or attractions towards anybody. I have to go. I have to leave this world. This is the time of returning home. But how I should return to my home? With my full apron. My apron must be full with treasures. That is why I must receive treasures from Baba. I must claim my inheritance from my sweetest father. Only once I am getting this chance. Throughout the cycle, only and only once I am getting this chance. That is why I really would like to experience complete freedom, totally detached from this world and remaining attached with Baba constantly and receiving treasures from Baba. Then I would be happy. While returning home, I would be happy. There won't be any sort of regret in my heart. Fourth yukti is, everything is temporary in this world. Everything is temporary in this world. Nothing is permanent. Relations are temporary. Possessions are temporary. Persons are temporary. Everything is temporary in this world. If I realize this concept, then I would be detached automatically. Everything is temporary. Nature is temporary. My house is also temporary. Where I am staying, my house is also temporary. I have to leave that house also. And fifth yukti is, world is at the age of decay. This world is at the age of decay. This world is going to finish. This world is like a graveyard. If I realize these things, then automatically I would be free from attachment. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, you must not have any very good things with you. Very, very good things with you. I have 1 kilo gold in a bank. That is my property. I kept 1 kilo gold in a bank. Locker in a bank. But when I will leave my body, I will remember only that gold, nothing else. My gold is there. That is why I must not have any good things which can pull my intellect, pull my mind. I must not have that. That is why I must maintain balance of loving and detachment. I must maintain balance of loving and detachment nature. In this Brahmin life, those are maintaining balance. They are receiving blessings from the family, from Baba. And they experience Brahmin life as a blissful life. Brahmin life is a blissful life. Because they have the art of maintaining balance. Maintaining balance is very important. Because free bird can fly, Caged bird cannot fly. I really would like to experience complete freedom, true freedom in this confluence age. So I can experience flying stage all the time. With the wings of the zeal and enthusiasm. The soul bird have these two wings of zeal and enthusiasm, and these two wings must be stronger and stronger so I can fly higher and higher, and I can experience flying stage constantly, and I can fly towards my destination of perfection. If I realize something, that I really have subtle attachment with this thing, with this person, what to do? Two powers we are always helping at every step in this Brahmin life. Realization power and transformation power. For progressing, we must have these two powers progressing, increasing. Realization power, which is related with the knowledge subject. Transformation power is related with a yoga subject. If I realize my weakness, and I want to transform that weakness also, but if I won't have yoga power, I will not able to transform that samskara. I need transformation power, yoga power for transforming that weakness, and I must have realization power also. When we are getting realization, true realization of our weakness or of our goodness, when this real eye, third eye is open fully, realization, if this I will not be fully open, I will not have realization of my goodness or my weakness. As much I am understanding the secrets of Baba's Murli, that much my realization power is increasing automatically. And after realization, transformation power is necessary, which we are receiving through yoga from Baba. We are becoming successful star. Clear? Clear? Or any question, any sort of question, if you would have, you can ask. Or clear?
Is there something you can use that's going, once you find you're being attached, because that happens, and once you find it, is there something you can use immediately, which totally detaches you immediately?
How can we get detached immediately from attachment? With person or with possession or with something?
Person.
In magnetism, there is a one law. In physics, in magnetism, there is a one law. Equal poles repulse, opposite poles attract. If I am thinking I am a point of light and this is also point of light, equal poles, then automatically there will be repulsion. You can be detached from that person. Maybe that person's female or maybe male, doesn't matter. But I am a soul, this is also soul. We are the children of one and same Father. Brotherhood vision must be there. Automatically, we get detached from that person. Because we are getting influenced by his quality, by his appearance, whatever. No, Baba is everything for me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. He's the ocean of all the values, virtues, attributes. The source is available just one thought away from me. I must use Baba. Baba said, use me. Or you can lose me. I am offering my company. 24 hours I am offering my company. Use me. Use me. Keep me busy. And if you won't use, you can lose my company.
And for a thing?
For the thing. This is not my possession. I am a cancer patient. I have $1 million in the bank. Doctor says, only you are the guest for 3 months. Only, not a single day will be more. When I will accept that diagnosis, I have to go. I have to leave this body. I have to go. I would have disinterest from everything. Money, no. Gold, no. Diamond, no. I have to go. I have to go. I have to leave. I will be detached automatically. I have to leave this body. I have to leave this world. I have to go to my home. Then I will be detached. Automatically I will be detached. Okay? Now, powerful meditation.
I have a question.
Yes. No. Looking qualities are good, but not getting influenced by his quality. Understand? The honey bee is only taking honey from every flower. In the same way, I must see speciality, qualities in every soul. My glasses must be positive. I want to see positivity of everybody. I don't want to see weakness of anybody. I'm not a dustbin. I'm collecting weakness, drawbacks, qualities, these qualities. I'm not a dustbin. I don't want to collect dirt in my intellect. But if I will see goodness, qualities of everybody, that will keep me positive. I may have positive thoughts. I may have love for everybody. I may not have hatred for anybody. And then my yoga would be easy. The thing is that I must not get influenced by anybody's quality. That is the main thing. Observing qualities in others, that is a good thing. But I must not get influenced, attracted. Okay, let us have powerful meditation for 10 minutes. 6:30. Yeah, but others will come here, no? This cancer nivasi. Okay. Sit upright. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a wonderful star. I am a living star. I am a superstar. I am a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura. Of divine light surrounding me. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. My real form that is a point of divine light. I am a pure star spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my divine intellect. And flying upwards, flying beyond this world globe, flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrive at a subtle region where everywhere there is a snow-white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel, dress of divine light. How light is this dress? Oh. The Emperor of Angels. Sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba is also present in here. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, is getting lost in ocean of love. Getting lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my sweet child, most welcome here in this subtle region. Experience any relationship with me and fill your heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is leaving the trace of an angel and flying upwards towards the soul world, incorporeal world. How beautiful is this world. Everywhere there is a golden ray, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home. This is my sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is enjoying Baba's beauty. He's the most beautiful being in this world. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, this is only and only my sweetest father. Baba is son of knowledge. Is unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving constant gently the shower of powers on me. I, the soul, is receiving and receiving tremendous powers from the source power. My sins are burning in the fire of yoga. I feel very light and very happy. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life, which I am experiencing in Baba's company. I am receiving the shower of powers constantly over me. The battery of my soul is recharging. I, the soul, is returning from soul world towards the corporeal world and entering in this physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul, spreading the waves of powers in this atmosphere. In this world, my true existence is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. My Father is supreme point of light. I, the soul, is also point of divine light. Oh,